Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, coming at you live from my little corner of the world, where I'm constantly trying to figure out this whole life thing. But you know what? We're all in this together, right? And one of the most important things we can do for ourselves, for each other, is prioritize self-care. I know, it sounds like something from a fluffy magazine article, but hear me out. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty great. It's about making your well-being a priority every single day. It's the fuel that keeps your engine running smoothly. Think about it. When was the last time you really took some time for yourself? Not checking emails, not scrolling through social media, just pure, unadulterated me time. You know that feeling when your mind is clear, your body is relaxed, and you feel genuinely happy and energized. That's what self-care can do for you. It can be the difference between feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, and feeling calm, confident, and ready to take on the world. So how do we actually make this happen? How do we turn self-care from a good intention into a consistent habit? Well, that's what we're diving into today. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to get started. 1. Listen to your body. Ever feel like your body is trying to tell you something? Maybe it's exhaustion, maybe it's hunger, or maybe it's just a need for a little movement. Pay attention to those signals. If you're feeling drained, take a break. If your stomach is rumbling, fuel up with some nourishing food. And if you feel stiff and tense, get moving. A walk, some stretching, even a quick dance session can work wonders. 2. Schedule it in. We're all busy, I get it. But just like we schedule important meetings and appointments, we need to schedule time for ourselves. Even 15 minutes a day can make a difference. Block out the time in your calendar, treat it like any other important commitment, and don't let anything interfere with it. 3. Find your bliss. What truly brings you joy? Is it reading a good book, listening to music, spending time in nature, or catching up with loved ones? Identify the activities that recharge you and make them a regular part of your routine. It could be as simple as taking a long bath with some candles, going for a walk in the park, or simply enjoying a cup of tea in silence. 4. Say no more often. I know, this one can be tough, but it's crucial for protecting your time and energy. You don't have to say yes to every request or invitation. It's okay to politely decline if something doesn't align with your priorities or if you simply need some time to yourself. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is probably the most important takeaway of all. We are our own worst critics, right? But remember, you're doing the best you can. There will be days when you feel like you're falling short, and that's okay. Just keep trying, keep showing up for yourself, and celebrate your successes, big and small. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of emails and deadlines. Your mind is racing, your body is tense, and you're starting to feel that familiar sense of burnout creeping in. What do you do? Do you push through, sacrificing your well-being for the sake of productivity? Or do you take a few minutes to step away, breathe deeply, and recharge? Maybe you put on your favorite playlist, go for a quick walk outside, or simply close your eyes and practice some mindful breathing. Just a few minutes can make a world of difference. You come back to your desk feeling refreshed, refocused, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy and clarity. That's the power of self-care. So remember, friend, prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up for yourself, investing in your well-being, and creating a life that is both fulfilling and sustainable. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below, let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for daily doses of motivation and wisdom on building resilience, discipline, and a stoic state of mind. Until next time, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.